I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Beena Sarwar is a Pakistani journalist based here in Boston, but I've reached her in Karachi today, where she and a wide circle of friends and colleagues have been commemorating the activist and curator Sabine Mahmood. She was murdered there exactly a year ago. Beena, thanks for being with us. Can you remind us who Sabine was?
Sabine, Marco, was a tech junkie and social entrepreneur who combined both those passions, as well as her passion for music, art, science, dance, paintings, literature, Urdu poetry, and everything. And she created this coffee shop come performance space cultural hub that she called the Second Floor, or T2F. And the significance of Sabine, who was a very old and dear friend of mine who I knew since she was a teenager, was that she provided this space for cultural activism and political thought in Karachi.
So tell us what she was doing the night she died.
She just had provided her space for a discussion on missing persons in Balochistan, which is Pakistan's westernmost province, where there is an insurgency, a separatist insurgency going on. And the people who were addressing that event, that discussion, had been barred from a similar discussion in Lahore just a few days earlier, and they asked her if they could use her space to hold their discussion. And of course she said yes, because she was a very inclusive and open-minded person, and she didn't believe in curbing free speech.
Yeah, I mean, just having that discussion, does that suggest a kind of how fearless Sabine was?
It does. And it's not that she didn't know the risks, but as she famously said, fear is a line in your head. You can choose which side you want to be on.
Have her killers ever been brought to justice?
Well, they did arrest a group of young men who they say were responsible, who have confessed, quote-unquote confessed, to killing Sabine. But in that confession, they confessed to just about every big murder or tragedy that has happened in Pakistan over the last few months. So I don't know how credible that confession is. We'll only know once that case goes to court and there's an actual investigation.
She sounds like she was such a dynamic person. I know you've just come from 2 days of festivities in her honor. Can you give us a sense of how Sabine was remembered by the people who were there?
There was art, there was music, there was dance. On the day of the anniversary that Sabine was killed, a group of people gathered at T2F, her mother, and Taufik Pasha, who's an environmentalist, who brought this Amaltas tree, which is a laburnum, a yellow-flowered tree that is just beautiful. They had got permission with great difficulty from the city authorities to plant it at the corner next to the traffic signal where she had stopped when this man came over and shot her point blank. And the bullets passed through her, and one of them is still lodged in her mother Mahnaz's body. Mm. They had dug a hole, and there was a slab, a flagstone slab, which it's Sabine's name and her 1974 to 2015 engraved on it. And that's been laid in the grass next to that Amaltas, that laburnum tree. And there were quite a few of us there, just reliving that moment, which was painful also. But then after that, we just walked down the street and round the corner to T2F, where Mahmood, this old man, he had laid out white sheets on the ground with bolster pillows all around it. And so we all sat there, and people talked about how they knew Sabine, what she meant to them. And around on the walls, there are these amazing paintings that are the current exhibition at T2F.
Beena, so much love and support for this woman from so many different diverse pockets of Pakistani society. What is the political climate, especially with human rights in Pakistan, that someone like Sabine can be gunned down with impunity?
So I think that's part of the larger context of the general lawlessness that exists in Pakistan, the general culture of impunity in Pakistan, what has been termed as intellecticide in Pakistan, target killing, progressive-minded, democracy-minded people.
When you head back home to Cambridge here in Massachusetts later this week, what are you going to miss most about Pakistan? I know it's been a couple of years since you were back there.
I will miss the intensity of the colors, the heat, the light, the love, the warmth, the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I had forgotten what a lemon really tastes like. Not that lemons aren't good in Massachusetts, but the intensity of taste in a small little lemon, because the fruits and vegetables here are small. And that's one thing I'll miss. I'll miss the flowering trees, the gulmohar, which is also known as the flame of the forest, which is in bloom right now. Going to the places that I know and being greeted by people who I haven't seen in, you know, tradespeople who recognize me and welcome me by name. And the political discussions you can have with just about anybody, anywhere in this place.
Journalist Beena Sarwar in Karachi. Thanks very much for your time, Beena.
Thank you, Marco.